going to help you, you know, down the road in your career?
So the older guys have been just like unbelievable this week with me. I mean, my first international meet, a lot of those guys have been to, like Michael and Reese have been to countless of these meets. So like, just them helping me out this week, and just Reese is my roommate. He's really been preparing me well for this. I mean, like, don't overthink, don't ever swim. And I couldn't thank them enough, and I'm gonna take what they told me and bring it to all the meets I hopefully go to in the future.
What's a good piece of advice that they've been able to pass along to you?
Just like Team USA is always behind your back. I mean, you're never swimming alone. And that really helped me in the relay, and especially right there, like last 50, they got me home, and they're always there for you. You're never swimming by yourself, and it just helps you out.
What's that meant to you to know that you have that many people, teammates, behind your back?
It's incredible. Like, you look up in the stands, and I mean, Team USA, they're the best of the best. So, like, to make it on that team is not easy to do, and to have them behind you, like, those are the people you look up to. And I've been looking up to them for the past, like, 6 years, ever since I started seeing them swim, and now to be teammates with them and them cheering for me is just an unbelievable feeling.
You had a nice little section up there.
Yes, I did. I have the best team in the world. They surprised me tonight. I didn't know they were coming. And my team in Mesa Manners is the best team in the country, and I couldn't ask for any better team.
And could you have imagined that you'd be dropping this much time, and like a second and a half from 2 weeks ago?
No, I know my coach, Ken Heiss, has been preparing me well. I mean, he has a plan for me, and we've been following that since the start of the season, and he's the best coach I could ask for. So,
I know you talked to Aaron Pearsall. What was that like meeting a backstroke legend? What did he say to you before that
race? Oh my, he's my idol. I mean, I've watched that video of him breaking the world record countless times, and finally meeting him, I came off the elevator and I saw him, and like, I stopped. I was starstruck. So like, to be able to shake his hand and talk to him for a little bit and introduce myself, and it's just an unbelievable feeling, and it gave me a ton of confidence coming in tonight.
I'm sure you enjoyed that. Thanks, Carson.
Thank you.